story that no, to the people that were also before to Reuven v'Shimon, now he meant to say they're mutter. Now he meant to say he could even get married to Reuven v'Shimon. If so, l'Reuven mahu. What's going to be? Your first husband said chutz from Reuven v'Shimon. Then the husband said l'Reuven. What does that mean, l'Reuven? Does the husband mean l'Reuven who had in v'Shimon? He meant to say, in other words, now I'm changing my mind and saying there's no more chutz. Even to Reuven and also Shimon, you're allowed to get married to with his get. Why the come with Reuven? Why did the husband only say the word Reuven? Mishum the Pesach, because he started out with Reuven, but he also meant Reuven. Or do it maybe no, the Reuven Davka, he only meant to say she's also mutter to Reuven, but still to Shimon, still she's also to. Now, V.M. Timson, if you want to tell me, the Reuven Davka, that he only meant to be mater also to Reuven, but to Shimon, she's still also, she can't get married to Shimon. What's going to be again when the husband first said, here's your get, and you mutter to the world, just not to Reuven v'Shimon. Then the husband said, l'Shimon. So now, what does that mean? L'Shimon, who are in the Reuven? Does the husband mean to say, you also mutter to Shimon, and also Reuven? In other words, you mutter to everybody. Why did he call him Shimon? Why did he say Shimon? Because that was the last name he mentioned. The last name was Shimon, so he said to Shimon, but he meant Shimon and Reuven. I don't know, maybe, l'Shimon davka. Only to Shimon he meant to be married to her. But maybe to Reuven, she still also to get married. Boy, Rav Ashi, Ashi asked a question like this. What's going to be if the husband now said, af l'Shimon mahu? He said, also Shimon. What does he mean? Af, does af mean a Reuven koi? Does he mean to say, listen, I'm saying even to Reuven also you mutter to? In other words, now you mutter to everybody. I don't know, maybe, af al makoi. Af just means also to the rest of the world. In other words, first he said the get is good for everybody, just excluding Reuven v'Shimon. Then he said af l'Shimon. So maybe af l'Shimon means that Shimon is also part of the rest of the world that you mutter to. But to Reuven, you're still also. So must just take these are good questions. We're not sure if she will remain also to Reuven or to Shimon or not. Tana Rabbanan, we learned like this. The Gemara says, L'yachra patirosa shur Rablezer. After Reb Lezer was Nifta, and again Reb Lezer was the Tana that said the Chiddush in our Mishnah, that Chutz, the get is still good. Where a husband gives his wife a get and tells her, your mutter with this get to get married to anybody, just Chutz, just not to one person. So Reb Lezer said the get is still called the good get. So Mishkumar says, after Reb Lezer was Nifta, Nichnusu Abo Zekeinim Loshav Advaru. Four big Tanoim came in, like to argue on Reb Lezer. Elohim, it was Reb Yossi Aglili, Reb Itafin, Reb Lezer ben Azayah, Reb Akiva. These four Tanoim came now to argue and say svaris why Reb Lezer was wrong. Then Reb Itafin v'yoma. Reb Itafin opened up first and spoke and said like this. What's going to be? Harei shol chazu v'nissat liyachav shazer. Good, the husband gave his wife a get and told the chutz from Shimon. You can't get married to Shimon. Now let's say his wife now gets married to Shimon's brother. Yeah. Shinesrolov, she got married to Shimon's brother. Umeis, and then her husband dies without children, b'loy bonim. So really what should be is a mitzvah yibum. She should fall to yibum in front of the brother Shimon. But now it comes out she can't get married to Shimon. Because if she gets married to Shimon, then the first get will be batel. So there will be an issa. So the nim says the oike davar min haTorah. Isn't this coming then top root the mitzvah yibum? So lamarat of me we learn out shein ze krisus. That's not a good get. That's not what the Torah meant. When the Torah meant to give a get, it means such gitin that it's possible to come with a mitzvah yibum. But a get like this that you can't come to mitzvah yibum, the Torah did not mean such a get is good. Tells Reb Tarfon's kasha. Then the Reb Yosef Lili Yom. Then the Reb Yosef Lili opened up and said. Heichen mitzinu, where do we find in the Torah? Oslo zeh, mutlo zeh, how could that be? How could we have a wife that's mutter to some man and also to another man? Ha'osr, oslo lakoyl. Like once you're married, you're also to the world. We are mutter when you're not married, mutter lakoyl. You're married, you're mutter to get married to anybody. Ho'lamaratuk, here I learn out, shein ze krisus. Now that's not a get to say she's mutter to everybody and excluding somebody. That's called the shir, that's not called a good get. Then Reb Lezer ben Azayah v'yoma. Reb Lezer ben Azayah opened up and said like this. He answered it like this. Krisus. When the Torah says the word krisus, you know what it means. Dovar ha-kiris b'no l'b'no. Something that you're chopped off from her, you have no more ties with her. So the Maratam here we learn out, Shein Zu Krisis, that this get that you gave your wife is not called a good get, because she's not tied off, she's not cut off from you. She's still attached to you, that she can never marry this one man because of the first husband. So that's not called a good get. The Gemara says, this is the Ikka Taina. The Lezav and Azayah's Taina is not called Krisis, this is the main argument. Then the Rabbi Kiva comes to argue and says, V'yomar Harei Shol Chazu. Let's say this lady goes, V'nisat Yechid Menashuk. First good, she gets married to somebody else. The husband gave her a get. Good, she can't get married to Shimon. Okay, she doesn't marry Shimon. She marries somebody else. Voyal Abonim, she had children from this husband. For this Amalur, then her husband died. On his gosh, her husband gave her a get. V'yomda, now she's going to wake up now. V'nisat Lezer, now she's going to marry that Shimon that the first husband said she can't get married to. Shenesrolov. So it'll come out now, Loinimsa get but it'll come out now, she gets married now to Shimon, that the first get she received was never a good get. So it comes out that when she was married to a second husband, it was Biyissa, and the kids will be Mamzerim. Ubanea Mamzerim. So Lamarat Mira learned out, Shainza Krisis. That's not the Torah, that's not the way a Torah talks. The Torah doesn't want such a get that can cause the kids later to become Mamzerim. So again, the svari is that when you give a get, she's finished with him, and she can marry whoever she wants. But to say that she's lost her on somebody, that can't be such a get. Dover Acher, another pshat he wanted to say to the kid was, Harei Shehoi Yezeh Shenes Rol of Kayin. Let's say this chutz was a Kayin. Umeis HaMegarish, the husband died now. So, Lenim Tseis Almono Etzloi. You want to tell me right now that, Negei to this Kayin, she's called an Almono. Because the get did not apply to that kain. O grusha it's a kol adam, but to the rest of the world, though, she's called a grusha. Here's some of the kal v'chaima to kal v'chaima. Ma grusha she kala. Ma dech a grusha it's easy. Asura bishvil tzad gerishin shabo. That she's also because of the tzad gerishin. She's also if so eshes ish she chamura lekoshein. Isn't it for sure a tzad of nature that she's also other she should be also. In other words, here, if there's a tzad eshes ish involved over here, havada, she should be yasa. In other words, really, for this one kayin, really, she should be muta. Because the get did not take place to him. Still, we had the psukim before to say that if the husband gives his wife a get, even though she's not muta to the kayin, the get is called a get that she's also to the kayin. So you see that such a get is called a get. So Rashi says the kavuchayma, right? Dvorm kavuchayma. Sha'atalom and emenu, shalifnei misa samagarish, that for sure this wife should be yosa to get married to anybody. Because once you tell me there's a chutz involved, that nageya to one person, she's not, the get doesn't take effect. Nageya to one person, she's still married to her first husband. So if she's considered married to the first husband because of one man, she should be yosa to get married to anybody then. Now it's madach of kayin to marry a grusha is only allowed. We say this chumra since nageya to one person, she's called a grusha. So here, when a get to one person, she can't remarry. She's still called an Eishes Ish. So for sure, the Sfarah should be, she should still be yasa to the whole world. So how could she get married to anybody? So lamar to that's not called a get. The get has to be bottled. Yeah. Omer learned to Bishua said back to them, you should know, ain meshiv in esari. Liacha misa. You know how to do this. You can't start off with a lie and have to redart. You can't ask these questions back to Rabbi Lev, you have to regard. Because if it would be alive, maybe he would answer you. Omar Rav says, really, all these questions we could answer them. You'll have kashas on the questions. Levam and Rabbi Lev ben Azariah. The Lesley Pircha, he's the main terrorist, the main question. Rabbi Lev ben Azariah said, the Pasuk says, Krisus. Krisus means you have to be tied off completely, and you have to be cut off and no more ties. Tanya and I learn like this also. Omar Rav Yasi. Royani is the Rebbe Lezer ben Azayim and the Rebbe Kulam. He's the main pircha. The main reason why we don't hold like Rebbe Lezer is because that's not called Krisus. Now the Gemara says, Omar, what did you say before? That Nenner Rebbe Tavron was the first one to answer back and said, V'yomar, Harei Shol Chazu, if she went, V'nisset L'yocho Shazer, and she got married to the brother, to the one that she's also to, Shenetzrolov, Umeis B'loi Bonim, and now her husband died without children, so it comes out now, there can't be a Mitzvah Yibum. Lenim to the Oikid of Minatera, doesn't it come out because of this get, you can't have a mitzvah yibum. So Gemara asks the question, what kind of question is that? Oikar, iu, okar. Is that called that the husband at the get is being oikar the mitzvah? Ella, masnaliakar, just means he made a tenai.
He made it tonight to be Yekudav min HaTorah. Fred Gemara, no. Masna, mi komolo, loy sagilod, loy mincebala, liachma, lehu gavro.
In other words, it's not even called that tonight is being oikar, it's just yibum. The husband didn't tell her to go get married to the brother of the one that she's also to. If she wanted to, she could have got married to anybody else in the rest of the world. And then she would, there would be a mitzvah yibum. So this tonight does not have to take away the mitzvah yibum. So Gemara says, Ella, gurium liakadav min haTorah. It just means in this case now it's causing that there won't be a mitzvah yibum.
For the Gemara, gurium, is there anything wrong with that? Ella mayatev, so, bas ochiv, your brother's daughter, laisi, you can't marry. Because shem yomis, maybe he'll die, b'lay bonim, without children. But in segurim, like a dovin haTorah.
Like you should be also to marry your brother's daughter. Because if you marry your brother's daughter, and then you die, he dies, so who's supposed to be the yibum? The father. The father can't marry his daughter. So if that's an issa, there's no such issa like that.
So, mea lahayno percha. That's what he meant to say. That's not a good question against Reb Lezer. Still a good get. The Gemara says of Amayna, what are we talking about? Ilayma b'chutz, if what the Tanai means chutz, for the Gemara Mishra Shari, we have Lezer, Lezer Taka says it's Mutter, the Tani we learned. Moidu Rav Lezer agrees in a case like this, that the Megara says Ishtoi, if a man first gave a get to his wife, the Amalon, he told her like this, you should know, Harayat Materos Necholodom Chutz Miploini. You could get married to anybody, just excluding this one Shimon. This one Shimon you can't get married to. Now, what did she do? For a whole chol v'nisas liachim in a shuk. She went and she got married to somebody else from the street. For this armula, and then that husband died. Or in his gashur, that husband gave her a get. Now, shamoteros lezesh nesrolov. Now she's even mutter to get married to Shimon. In other words, chutz is the pshat, excluding only kol zaman she could have ties to the first husband. But once she remarries, the fact she remarries, she's automatically chopped off from the first husband. Because once she gets married to a new husband, she that asks her on her first husband. So then the conditions, the chutz goes away. So the meila, then if the second husband goes away, she's mutter to get married to somebody else. So how come he said over here that there's no Mrs. Yibum? So it says, Ela ba'manas, that avada. When Reb Tafin meant to answer back, Reb Tafin learned Shani Reb Lezer, that's only a Tanai. It's not a Chutz. So Tanai applies for the rest of the time. The first get was only a good get on a Tanai on the condition that she will never marry Shimon. But if ever going to come out later on in life, no matter how many times she married in between, but if it will ever come out that she will get married to Shimon, there was a condition in that first get, and that first get is bottle. So that's what Reb Tafin is learning. The course Reb Lezer, it means Almanach. Then the second question was, Nene Rabbi Yisrael Lili B'yomar, Heichon Metzina, where do we find Osla Zeh, Mutla Zeh? How do we find the lady that's Osla to some and Mutla to some people? Ha'osla Osla Kerl, when you're married, you're Osla to anybody. V'yamutla, when you're not married, Mutla Kerl. That was his taina. For the Gemara of Eloi, it's not that way. For a Truma V'kodeshim, Shasru Lezeh, Mutla Zeh, we find Yisrael in the Torah. That's also to a Kain, it's also to a Yisrael, and Mutla to a Kain. So what should be Kash, it's also to some, and Mutla to others. So Gemara says, V'Isser Isha Karminim. I mean to say, by Isser Ishus, where do we find like a lady that's Mutla to some men and also to other men? For the Gemara of Arayah Arayah said, the whole Pasha of Arayah is your sister. Your sister can't marry her brother, but she can marry somebody else. So Gemara says, Bishas Karmina, no, not Arayis, I mean by a wife. In other words, with only Yisrael, because she's married, where do I find, because of marriage, she's also to some and mutter to some? Gemara says, no, Harayishas Ish, you have an Ashes Ish. Every Ashes Ish, every single wife, she's mutter to her own husband, and she's also to the rest of the world. So you see, she's mutter to one and also to other people. So Gemara says, I know Pirch, it's like it's true, that's also the Kasha. That's why Reb Yosef means Kasha is not a good Kasha. Now over my, how did Reb Yosef really learn Shani Reb Lezer? He learned, if you want to tell me, Baal Manas, with the condition of Almanas, Harei Hutra Etzlei Biznus. If so with Almanas, Almanas is only if they get married. But not through marriage, they're mutter with Znus. So it's not a good Kasha altogether then. She's not Osatim. And the Gemara Ella B'chutz, it has to be B'chutz. Chutz is the pshat is, that if you give your wife a get, that she's mutter to everybody, chutz from Shimon, nogeya to Shimon, she's still married to her first husband. So therefore, even biznus, she's also to Shimon. She can't even have znus with Shimon. Because nogeya to Shimon, she's called like an Eishes Ish. If it's only al manasa condition of Tanai, a Tanai is that this get is going to be a good get unless you marry him. So it's only yossi if you marry him. But if you just live with him, there's nothing wrong. Bashenkin chutz, that taki kenas nusida. Right, and then Rav Tarpa Rav Kiva. Rav Kiva then answered and said, "The Yoma, Harei Sholchazu Benisus Liyachem in a Shuk." She gets married to somebody. Voyu Lo Bonim and they had children in the Salmon Shechem in Amona on this Garsha. So Yom Do Benisus Lizer, and then she gets married to this person that she was also to. She Nesra Lov Lo Nimtza Get Bot Lo Benem Mamzerim. Don't we come out that the kids will be Mamzerim? So where says the Yochi? If so, the Kulu Tanai the Yom and Ami. Like what's the Bikasha? Every Tanai is that way. Any time a husband gives his wife a get on a Tanai in a certain condition, so he asks the question, how could she ever remarry? Let's be afraid maybe later on in life she'll go against the condition, and the get will come out to be bottled before, and the kids will be mamzerim. Selamine, a regular Tanai, we don't care about this. Maybe she won't be Mekayim the Tanai. The name to get bottled, bottled mamzerim. So more says, I'm the Percha, it's like a shoe. That's the Percha we ask on him. That's why it's not a kasha against your blessing. All right, turn over. So the more again of Hanai, how did he learn Shan Rav Leza? Eli Mabachutz, Mishrishor Rav Leza. And Rav Leza says, no, she's Mutter, the time we just learned. That Moid Hoy Rav Leza, Rav Leza agrees, to Megara says, Ishtay, if you first give your wife a get, V'yomulor Rav Leza Cholodom, Chutz Meplani. That's Chutz, excluding one person. Volk, and then she went, V'nistat Liach Echol Minashuk, she got married to somebody else. And then this arm lord is Garsha, Shemoteros was there. She's allowed to remarry that first person again. Shenes for love. So if so, you don't have any kasha, the kids won't be mamzerim. Because once she's married to a new husband, then the chutz goes off. El Avad, he learned Shani Ablezer was Balmanas, so the regular tonight was only in condition of Balmanas. Dovarach, another Pshat of Akiva said was, Hare Shoy is there, Shenes for love Kain. What's going to be if this chutz was a Kain? Umeisam a Garish. Then the first husband died. So Lonim Salmon Eitzel Eitzloi, she's called Amon and the gave to him. Ugrush Eitzkaladim, she's grushed everybody else. And so there's a Kavuchim involved. Well, Ma Grush is she Kala Sur Mishum Sagershin Shabo. Nadach this Issa to a Kain Kiamari Grusha is not such a Chomedic Issa. Still, we say since she's called the Grush and the gave to other people, she's also to the Kain. Is so Ashish Ish. Chamur La Koshikain. The fact that this wife now is still called an Ashes Ish, negated to this one person, that should make her that she's also to the whole world. So we're also to Vamai. How does he learn Shani Ablezer? He learned, if you want to tell me, you also be Almanas with a regular Tanai, Hare Guru Shetzla.